Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's get you on over to John Stockton.
Oh, yeah. All right.
All right. You had Aaron Rodgers and John Stockton in the news for COVID. Aaron Rodgers.
The COVID.
The COVID. Aaron Rodgers was going at President Biden, basically mocking the administration, making fun of his public speaking, and talking about COVID, because Biden at one point in time had told people he was speaking with, yeah, Aaron Rodgers should get vaccinated. And Aaron's like, huh, I guess he got 81 million votes. But when you say stuff like he does, then you have the CDC, which how do you even trust them? They come out and talk about 75% of the COVID deaths. You have this fake White House. They're not helping the conversation. So that was the assault from Aaron Rodgers in this interview on President Biden. And then John Stockton, he did an interview with the Spokesman Review. And John Stockton has been banned from his college, Gonzaga, because he refuses to wear the mask at their games.
Yeah, so he's a season ticket holder, and he has had his season ticket suspended because he refused to wear a mask. And I guess it's either a Gonzaga rule or the state of Washington kind of rule, but I guess you got to wear a mask at the games that you go to, which, you know, we don't worry about that here. You go to Stars game, Mavs game, you know, you don't have to worry about wearing a mask, even though those are indoor facilities. But I guess at Gonzaga, you've got to wear one, and he refuses to. And then he made comments. And you know, there are some where you're like, where'd you get that number from?
So he's taking a strong stance against vaccines, shutdown measures. He had a documentary saying COVID and the vaccine, truths, lies, and misconceptions revealed. All that, okay, fine and good. But it was this that really stuck out. Quote, I think it's highly recorded now. There's 150, I believe. More than 100 professional athletes have died of vaccination. And he said tens of thousands of people, perhaps millions, have died from vaccines. But he said there's 150, I think, now. It's over 100 professional athletes dead. Professional athletes, the prime of their life, dropping dead that are vaccinated right on the pitch, right on the field, right on the court.
I could have. I mean, I might have heard of one that I think you would have reported that. I have not.
Have we missed did we miss these in headlines over the past 2 years? Have we missed someone dropping dead on the pitch or at midcourt from the vaccine?
I mean, not to sound insensitive, but I was like, have we had a Hank Gathers moment in the last year or two that I don't know about?
Right.
Forget 150.
150. I mean, this guy is just one step away from selling his own pillows with these kind of facts that he's throwing out there.
Even he doesn't say that. I mean, I've never heard this. This came out of nowhere.
Where's the follow-up question?
Yeah.
That's what I don't even have a problem with Stockton. I got a problem with the writer. Where's your journalistic follow-up of what athletes?
Okay, so they've got
I gotta give you the jokes. The best part of my day yesterday wasn't even the game. It was going through Twitter for Stockton and A-Rod. Stockton was definitely in Dallas waiting for JFK Jr. to come back. I don't get this. Stockton's entire thing was supposed to be helping people get good shots.
Yeah.
And then Malone is trending. Carl gets dragged into all of it. And they're like, John Stockton's a wacko, but Carl's still a bigger piece of crap. The Malone-Stockton relationship makes more sense to me every day. Stockton being the crazier out of the two is a major upset. Looks like Stockton and Rogers both graduated from the University of YouTube. But this is the best. Ironically, a mask contains more material than the short Stockton wore back when he played.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Now, a lot, Fantex is saying that a lot of soccer guys have. Again, we would have, I would have, swear I would have heard about this.
that they've died. They've died from
Y'all sound dumb. Good try. Soccer players, look it up. It's all semi-pro. Semi-pro? You guys are not smart. Like, I someone just send me an article.
So
send me something.
Someone, listen, if you're trying to tell me that soccer players have died on the field because of a heart attack, cardiac arrest, absolutely. Yeah, those tragic videos have been out there and everyone has seen that happen and it is horrible to watch. But you're telling me that soccer players around the world, 100 to 150 of them had died after getting vaccinated? Stop texting.
When?
And on the court. Not just, yeah. Give me the, who's the basketball player?
Yeah, give me one.
They said hundreds.
I'm blown
away.
If you all
better bring receipts on the fan text if you're going to go this hard. I'm not playing around with it. If you cannot make a statement like that and not get made fun of or called out unless you want to provide evidence.
I would love to send it in, Jerome.
What a great highlight.
Send it in.
Come on now. I'm not going to let this skate.
I know there was the guy. Did he play for Denmark? The guy called. It was during the Euro. So somebody, I know there was an issue with him. That's the only one I heard of. Is there a
right on the pitch, right on the field, right on the court?
Is there a semi-pro pandemic of?
That's what he said.
This guy's dropping.
Right. So there you go, Stockton and A-Rod in the news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app. We'll be right back.